This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I wanted to share with you a couple of thoughts and things I learned within the past couple of weeks. I've been trying to prep for Ramadan, not just with my decorations, but also prep internally by listening to a lot of lectures and try to get that, you know, that nafs or the spiritualities up there, inshallah. So a couple of things I want to share with you that I heard, one from Imam Sohib Webb and the other one from Ustaz Nauman Ali Khan. The first one was the meaning of the word Ramadan or where it comes from. And it comes from something called Ramada, right? Or the root of the word is Ramada, which basically what is heat or scorching heat. And when you think about it, when you want to have clean water, what do? You boil the water because that heat gets rid of the toxins and you get the water in its purest form. Same thing, when you want to get the best out of a metal in its purest form, you heat it and the heat does what? It gets rid of those toxins. And as if Ramadan is coming to like heat us up and kind of like squish us up and get all these toxins and purify us, Rabb, inshallah, from our sins. The second thought that I learned or heard about this week as well was from Ustaz Nauman Ali Khan, and it was really neat. And basically he said that he was talking about the ayah of fasting. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. And he said something really good or neat, basically. He said that fasting was prescribed upon you as it was prescribed on those who came before you. Why? To be hungry, to be thirsty, to what? The main purpose is what? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may what? Have taqwa. And taqwa, we said before, is basically being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence, conscious. Allah is, you know, aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said the place for taqwa is in our hearts, in our qulub, right? And basically he said it's like a struggle or a war that goes, a conversation that goes between your heart and your stomach during the day, right? Like your stomach gets really hungry during the day, you know, starts growling, sends a message to the brain. The brain is like, you know, what's going on? And then the heart's like, stop it, no food right now. And then later on, your stomach starts, you know, making funky noises. We all know about those. Again, it sends another message. And then the heart says, like, just keep it down. There's no food now. And basically what he said is at the end of the day, every single day for 30 days, your heart wins because that's where the taqwa is. And what I want to tell you basically is that Shaitan always tries to make us believe that we're not capable of doing things, that we're not going to be able to wear that hijab and keep it on. We're not going to be able to, you know, leave what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us from doing and keep on or continue in doing that. Or we're not going to be able to wake up for Fajr because it's going to be so hard. We're not going to be able to do this or that. Shaitan is very, very clever in putting us down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan is telling you that I am showing you that your heart, with your taqwa, you can win. And you win for 30 consecutive days. Because for 30 days, no one's watching you. You could be all by yourself. But again, what do? You don't eat. Although no one, of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, but I mean physically, no one is watching you. It's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like your heart wins, you have to understand coming out of Ramadan that you have that power. It's inside of you. You are created with it, but you have to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid you and to help you. And be certain, just like you're going to be able, inshallah, to fast the 30 days this month, that inshallah, you're going to also be able to keep the good habits that you did in Ramadan, whether it's praying your sunan or asking about your family or visiting the sick or giving to whatever it is or controlling your anger, whatever it is that you're struggling with, you have to know that you are capable of controlling yourself. Because if you can fast for 30 days, if your heart and the taqwa can win for 30 days, then you're capable of doing anything else, inshallah. May you all, Ya Rabb, have a very blessed Ramadan. وكل سنة وأنتم بكل خير, Ya Rabb, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.